This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You know, you might think about taking Jesus Christ as your savior instead of fooling around with all this stuff.
Ah, Jesus.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
I like him very much. He no help with curveball.
You trying to say Jesus Christ can't hit a curveball?
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
What the hell's going on out here?
Well, Nick's scared because his eyelids are jammed and his old man's here. We need a live, was it a live rooster? We need a live rooster to take the curse off Jose's glove, and nobody seems to know what to get Millie or Jimmy for their wedding present.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
That's all we got? One damn hit?
You can't say damn on here.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
The Fan. The summer
wind. Hey, let's do this. Final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan. 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube, as we are every single day. We have confirmed that Tom Haberstroh will be on the show, so that's encouraging news.
Well, he's been wanting to be on for 45 minutes. He's a big listener.
He just keeps calling in. He wants to go. He's ready. He's ready to fire off his Blazer takes, man. He's passionate about the Blazers. So Tom Haberstroh will join us coming up in a matter of moments. We do have a lot to get to in the show. It's always funny when you see sponsors that are connected to the show. I was walking around the other day. You know what I saw in Selwood?
What did you see?
Three Mountains Plumbing truck.
Dude, they got vans everywhere right
everywhere.
Now.
Everywhere.
And I know it's like when a friend buys a car and you see that car, that is what it's been like in my life with
boom.
Three Mountains.
Three Mountains right there. Boom. Sprague.
Every single time.
That's the first thing I thought of was Brandon Sprague.
Well, I forgot to mention, too, because you were talking about a March Madness. It was just right around the corner because, you know, it's the beginning of the month. They got buzzer beater deals.
What?
Grab a sweet $1,600 off full system replacement before time runs out right now. ThreeMountainsHomeServices.com is where you can find it.
There you go.
You got to upgrade your furnace and your AC. You got to get ready for the summer.
It's time. It's going to be here before you know it. It's going to be hotter than balls outside. And you're going to be like, dude, why didn't I do something about my AC when it was, you know, March, when this was more, you know, reasonable to do so? So now's the time to do it.
We turned on ours, who they came out and serviced us last year with the AC unit. We turned ours on because it 70 felt like 80.
70 felt a little hot for you.
You felt like 80
get
for
the AC
whites.
Cooking
yeah,
a little bit,
did,
huh?
Yeah.
A couple of more quarterback dominoes to talk about out of the NFL training camp, or not NFL training camp, but the NFL combine. Excuse me. This came from Jeremy Fowler of ESPN, pretty plugged in. ESPN senior NFL reporter.
Yep.
Here's what he is hearing, the scuttlebutt, that the Steelers are leaning currently towards Justin Fields being their guy next year.
I just, like, Steeler fan has to kind of...
They can't keep getting away with this!
Do they not have a right to feel a little cowboy-y?
As they go 9-8 again and get a wild card spot and get their teeth kicked in the first round of the playoffs for the 10th straight year.
They're 5-1, though, man. What's the record? 10-7. They finished 10-7.
Dude, if that was your plan... I know maybe that wasn't their long-term plan. They weren't thinking long-term. But if you were thinking, like, let's try and do something, wouldn't it have been more beneficial to continue to play him last year instead of handing the reins over to Russell Wilson just to lose in the playoffs? Fields could have lost you a first-round playoff game. He's capable of doing that. And now you want to bring him back, but you benched him last year? I don't know.
I ask sincerely this question. Are we to a point where yet we start to ask out loud, does Mike Tomlin just know what he's got? And so, like, if he goes 10-7 or 9-8.
If I win 9 or 10 games every year,
they're
not going to fire me.
He'll never get fired, and he'll just keep making great money. He won't have to move his family out of
the
city.
I'm not going to spend money on a quarterback. I got a good defense. Let's run the ball a little bit. Get to 9 wins. See you later. Early offseason, I'm heading to Cancun.
I think Steeler fans would hate us if we did a radio show.
I think they would too, because I would be screaming.
I mean, I would hope Steeler fans would be with us.
Yes,
but
I would be screaming from the mountaintops. What are we doing? There has to be a plan at some point. The Giants spent a month to try and get Matthew Stafford. They felt like they got close. That's not going to happen anymore.
There's no way they were actually close. That was all leverage.
They're now gauging all options, and one of those options is...
I know. Good luck.
Aaron Rodgers.
He's going to be a great mentor for a quarterback at number 3, I'm sure.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, Rodgers! Rodgers! Yeah. Rodgers! I'm sure it's going to go well for Aaron Rodgers. Who's their targets in New York? Malik Neighbors.
Yeah.
Slayton.
Slayton. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. I'll lean on that one.
I'm sure Rodgers is... Yeah, but Rodgers' numbers the last X amount of weeks.
Come on, man. Last 6 weeks, he played well.
Yeah.
Played well.
Yeah.
We love our new boss, Ryan Cooley. We love the Giants. They're a great organization.
Well, I think this, to me, isn't a Giants per se. It's more of a Shane Daboll conversation. Why are we operating in desperate need if you're brought back? I'll tell you why, Bob. Because the owner randomly is bringing you back, but demanding you be really good right now.
And what pick do they have in the draft, Bob?
The third.
Third overall pick in the draft.
And usually you get the third pick because you suck.
They indeed did suck.
If you want to run it with Shane and Daboll, I have no problems with that. I mean, you could say you do, but like, if that's your plan, okay. Don't put them on this, like, you better win X amount of games, or you're fine. Like, it's just, there's no recipe where that wins.
No, it's not.
There's no recipe where that ends well.
Nope, it does not. The Browns are sniffing around Carson Wentz this offseason, which I'm quite looking forward to. I hope that happens. Carson Wentz being a starter in the league again would be delightful.
Are they going to end up with Cam Ward?
I mean, who the hell knows how the draft shakes out at this point? A lot of people seem to believe that now the first two picks will be quarterbacks. It seems like it's trending in that direction.
So that'd be Tennessee trading out then?
Or trading out or making the pick. It could be either or, but that just teams are so desperate for quarterbacks. You try and jump at the chance to go get them. And so who knows what the team, maybe it's the Giants move up a spot. Maybe it's the Browns move. Who knows who ends up going there. But if the Browns don't land one of those quarterbacks or they decide to trade back, they are looking at Carson Wentz as their stopgap this year. Because Deshaun Watson is not going to play football again.
No.
Probably ever. Definitely not this year. They're going to try and find a way to get out of that deal. I don't know if they will or not, but their GM at the Combine said there were no nefarious activities going on in the re-tear of his Achilles. It was normal schedule. You know, he was just trying to work through it and rehab. He just happened to tear it again. Karma is a hell of a thing. And so they might need a veteran quarterback. And instead of Jameis Winston, they want Carson Wentz.
So can we play the fun game of this already doesn't look normal and right of Kirk Cousins in a Titans uniform next year Tennessee is going to be the weirdest look.
That would be very, very weird.
He just will not look good. He didn't look good in a Falcon uniform. He's not going to look good in a Titans uniform.
No, it's not going to be a good color on him.
And if they're not taking a quarterback, that intel is correct, they trade out or they get Carter. That is the most obvious option of what they're going to do next year is pick up Kirk Cousins once he's released from the Falcons.
You would imagine so. And last one, nobody knows what's going to happen with Sam Darnold this offseason. Will he get tagged? What's Minnesota going to do? I think there's deadlines looming on that decision. Maybe even tomorrow, all the NFL calendar blurs together for me. If they cannot find an agreement or decide to tag Sam Darnold, there is belief around the league that Daniel Jones legitimately might be the starting quarterback this year for Minnesota, at least at the start of the year.
McCarthy should be back, though.
He should be back and healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah, should
Why
be back.
Why would you start Daniel Jones?
I don't run the Minnesota Vikings.
Daniel Jones.
Boy,
that's
time.
Kevin O'Connell really smelling his own fart in that one.
I actually did talk to Daniel Jones.
There's no way.
Do we get a Daniel Jones redemption tour this year in Minnesota? Does Daniel Jones his way back into a franchise quarterback?
If that happens, is Kevin O'Connell like the greatest
of all time? He does it with Kirk Cousins. He does it with he was a bit of a cast off in Washington, and he wasn't there the entire time, but he was good with him. Did it with Sam Darnold. If he crosses.
I actually did.
Daniel Jones off of his franchise quarterback. That's pretty impressive right there. Pretty impressive.
Yeah, him or Shanahan going to be in that running of like, how did you do that with that guy?
With Jimmy Garoppolo and Brock Purdy and a number one offense? Really? When Mahomes exists and Josh Allen and Burrow and all these great quarterbacks out there.
I didn't see Darnold coming at all. I don't think anybody really did except maybe you because you refused to get off the Darnold's going to be an amazing franchise quarterback take.
He's seeing ghosts out there. He's seeing MVP trophies in his future now.
But that did not end well, unfortunately, for Sam Darnold and Minnesota, who were 14-3 and looked all the bit of a 10-7 team.
Yeah, last two games of the year were rough for Minnesota.
They also had a lot of one-score luck go their way this year, so you kind of think that's going to go. I just kind of hope they start McCarthy. For Viking fans' sanity sake, I hope they go McCarthy.
Somebody said, one of our P1s, he also did it with Josh Dobbs when Kirk got hurt. Like, you're not wrong. He won a game with Josh Dobbs on, like, one day.
The pastronaut won a game in the NFL.
Hell of a thing. So there's some dominoes. Everybody's waiting for that Stafford deal to get done. We went to L.A. It was a week or two ago. Hey, what's going to happen there? And a lot of it was just posturing negotiations. There was the whole Jordan Schultz versus Ian Rapoport beef that came out of that. He ends up re-signing in L.A., and now we wait to see where the other quarterback dominoes falls. He's not heading to New York, and the Rams will bring him back on a restructured deal.
Tend to believe our ticker guest doesn't have a single beef that's ever existed in his media career.
I don't think so either. He's a very nice guy, let's talk some Blazers with him. He's currently in Rip City. Tom Haberstroh, who is the analytics guru for the team on the broadcast, he's currently in the city. He's part of the post game yesterday. It was delightful to watch him. Let's talk to him about the way the team's playing, the direction that they're going, what he saw yesterday in Cleveland. Tom Haberstroh is our daily ticker guest, and he is next on The Fam.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is powered by Pelican Brewing, your local coastal brewery. Independently brewing since 1996. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
Hey, today's Daily Ticker brought to you by Pelican Brewing, proudly serving hoppy beverages for everyone. Grab your favorite Pelican Brew or try Pelican's hop-infused sparkle hops featuring fun fruit flavors and zero alcohol. Sparkle in on the new year with Pelican Brewing's non-alcoholic sparkle hops. It is Daily Ticker time. It is time to talk to Tom Habistro. He's been trying. He's such a P1 of our show. He's been trying to call in for like an hour saying, I'm ready to go. He's hearing our Blazer takes. He wants to yell at us about them. Tom Habistro, Mr. Statistician Face Man. You can go follow him on Twitter at Tom Habistro. Of course, our analytics insider for the Portland Trail Blazers. He's a part of the post game yesterday. It was delightful to see him in Rib City. Before we get to anything else, Tom, we have to start with the question to settle a show debate. Is Tom Habistro a golf guy?
I am aspiring golf guy. I'm terrible at golf, but I do play a bunch of times a year.
Okay. All right. That settled the debate. Thank you. Yep. Aspiring.
Wait, what is this?
Our producers just out of nowhere just said, Tom Habistro is a big golf guy. And we're like, wait, what? Where did we get that from? And he was very adamant that you were a big golf guy. We didn't think that you were.
The stats guy before you, Tom, Corey Jez, he was a huge golf guy. And so he confused you with the Jezzer. And so we were like, no, we'll ask Tom, but we're pretty sure that wasn't Tom.
Well, did you see Shane Battier is playing with Tiger Woods today?
I don't know
if you guys caught
that. The Seminole pro player. I absolutely did. I am a golf guy, Tom, so I'm well aware of that. I'm all plugged in there. What did Tom Habistro do? So the game's yesterday at 12:30. What did you do when the post game ended? Did you do anything fun?
I went to Eam and had like the best soup I've ever had in my life. They have this coconut curry with this beef brisket burnt ends that was to die for. I'm telling y'all.
Do you like coming to Portland and hanging out? Like, what do? You have like things that you're always looking to do here, or hikes, or store? Like, obviously, you have a restaurant that you wanted to hit up. Like, do you always, when you come over here, because you don't come over very often, but when you do, you make like a big itinerary list of like, I'm going to do this, this, and that?
Yeah, and on the top of my list was calling into this radio show.
Damn right.
And you guys finally picked up. Really glad. No, the first thing I did, you know what I did when I landed? It was on Saturday night. I landed at 8 o'clock. I dropped my bags off at the hotel. And see, I host a Top Chef podcast,
yes.
Not like a chef podcast. Like, I watch the show and I'm a huge super fan of the show. And Gregory Gourdet has a restaurant here in town, Portland zone. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to walk into Con without a reservation and I'm going to see if I can get the most sought after seat in the entire city. So I didn't even book a reservation. I just walked in and they go, well, sir, we just got a cancellation. Would you like to sit down now? I was like, I love this city, man. I love it that you can just go into like, they don't have any reservations for like the next month. And I was able to sit down and I had an amazing dish. The snapper. There was another Top Chef former contestant in the building who was eating at the same restaurant. And I was just like, man, I love Portland.
This is awesome. Pack Your Knife, by the way. It's the name of the podcast. If you're a Top Chef fan and you're into food, the food scene, you got to go check it out.
Well, Tom, you don't strike me as this guy because you seem pretty humble. You got great stats. You love food. You do a great thing for ALS with the Pepper Challenge. How often do you swing the celebrity? How often do you walk in and you're like,
do you know who I am?
I'm Tom Haberstroh. I do a great podcast. Like, the chef might know me. Can you, like, how often do you use that?
Why don't you turn on that Blazer game tomorrow? You're going to see my face. So check it out.
Yeah, maybe, you know, if they had won against the Cavs, maybe I'd be able to get a seat at Con with just by walking in. They'd be like, wait, you're the guy who's campaigning for Tamani Kamara to win Defensive Player of the Year.
That's right. Yeah. Keep fighting the good fight. Tom Haberstroh is our guest, Blazers analytical insider. He's in Portland currently. He was part of the post game yesterday. And you can check out his Top Chef podcast, Pack Your Knives. All right, we've farted around enough here, Tom. Let's get to the organization that somehow in the last 2 months has been playing pretty consistently good basketball. Out of nowhere for some. How surprising has this run been for you? And even at times when you're like, all right, 10 of 11, then it's the All-Star break, they'll hit the skids at some point. Here they come out on the road trip. They start 3-0, damn near 4-0 with that game against Cleveland yesterday. How surprised have you been of this two-month stretch of good basketball for the Blazers?
Well, I think even Chauncey Billups would be surprised that it's this level. I mean, let me tell you some numbers here to kind of put in perspective the kind of basketball that they're playing right now, the level that they're playing at. If you remember, it was January 19th where Chauncey Billups went on a press conference and announced that he was making a change to the starting lineup, that Shaedon Sharpe, the prize prospect of the Blazers, was getting moved to the bench out of the starting lineup. And it took everyone by surprise because Shaedon Sharpe is one of the great young prospects that the Blazers have. And he had been starting and he just said, look, I want to set a culture of accountability. And Shaedon Sharpe didn't bring it in the last game defensively. And I want this whole team to see that what we're about defense and we're going to get after the opponent and we're going to hold each other accountable. Since that moment, since that move out of the starting lineup, the Blazers have had the second best defense in the NBA. Mm. In the NBA. This group, which is the second youngest team in the NBA, has the second best defense behind the Los Angeles Lakers with LeBron James. So what we're talking about here is something that you almost never see in the NBA, is a young team with a bunch of 20-year-olds. Tamani Kamara is his second year in the NBA, and he's already getting recognition for a first-team all-defense. Mm-hmm. This is a team that is way ahead of the curve. You never really see a team this young performing at this level. You know, the Oklahoma City Thunder, they're like 3-4 years into their rebuilding process, and they're still a pretty young team. But they have like these vets, like Alex Caruso, who's able to, you know, come in and change their defense around. This is a total internal improvement from Chauncey Billups and the Blazers. The fact that over the last month and a half, they've been basically right there with the best defenses in the NBA. That is so surprising from a 30,000-foot view, guys. You just don't see this in the NBA. A team this young, Donovan Klingon starting at center, and Tamani Kamara, second-year player, Scoot Henderson getting big minutes, and Denny Avdija, who just had his first 30-point triple-double of his career, first triple-double of his career at 24 years old. This is such a young team. You just rarely see a young team performing this well, especially on the defensive end.
Well, I mean, in the in-season thing, you highlight how rare it is. I mean, the identity of the team in general. Like, we go into the year, and it's like, hey, maybe they're going to be these high-flying, high-scoring-ish type team that's fun and exciting to watch with length and athleticism. And then you highlight the January change with Shaedon to the bench. And now it's like, no, I mean, they can score, but like they're largely a defensive team now. And just having an entire identity switch that way. I mean, you highlighted Tamani's numbers against Evan Mobley on some defensive stats yesterday on the broadcast, which were really impressive. I'm curious just – how many times in your experience covering the league you can remember a team's identity completely flipping the other way from what we thought it would be in the year? And then Tamani Kamara and what this really is for people who don't quite understand, like, hey, Tamani's a good defender. No. It seems like it's much more than that.
Man, where do I begin with Tamani Kamara? This guy is a second-year player, 52nd pick in the NBA draft, a second round draft pick. There are only, I think, seven other guys left in the draft picked after him. So this is just not just a, hey, this is only his second year. This is a guy that basically every team in the NBA passed on in the draft. And the Phoenix Suns selected him at the 52nd pick. And with the DeAndre Ayton trade and Yusuf Nurkic trade, Joe Cronin, the GM of the Portland Trailblazers, said, look, we really want this guy, Tamani Kamara. And with good reason. He'd done a great job at Summer League. And then everyone started knowing this guy's name. He is second in the NBA in defensive stops. That means steals, your blocks, your offensive fouls drawn, your charges. Anytime you make a play defensively to stop the other team, Tamani Kamara is second in the NBA in that category. He's the guy who's leading the league in charges. He's got more charges by himself than the entire Philadelphia 76ers team that he's facing today, tonight. This is a guy, forget the charges, he covers the most ground. We have cameras now in every NBA arena that can track players and how much distance they cover per game. No one covers more ground defensively than Tamani Kamara. He picks up guys full court relentlessly. He is a guy who's going to block Paolo Banchero at the rim, not just once, but twice, rising up and blocking one of his dunks. If you want to teach your kid how to play basketball, watch Tamani Kamara play. Get a bunch of film, go on YouTube, get a bunch of clips, and play it in front of your kid, because this is Tamani Kamara is an inspiration. He's a guy who does not stop, and I think he should be getting Defensive Player of the Year now that Victor Wembanyama's hurt. Kamara absolutely deserves this, you know, to be in this conversation. You don't get to be second in the NBA in defensive stops and not be considered a candidate for Defensive Player of the Year. So Tamani Kamara, out of nowhere, and this is not just me, this is everybody in the league passing on this guy, except for the Blazers getting him in that trade and saying, we want to build our defense around this guy. And Chauncey Billups, man, he loves Tamani Kamara, and I think he's already... Tamani Kamara is a fan favorite here in Portland, and rightfully so. Tumania, is it Tumania?
I mean, it's Tumania. Tumania, yeah.
But it's Tumania, but it, I don't know. I kind of feel like I want to say Tumania, but yeah. It's Tumania. I get it. Blazermania, Tumania.
Is there a way, Tom, at all with numbers or just your general knowledge of the game, having watched and followed it, that you think, like, what is his ceiling offensively? I know yesterday he had a good game, 19 points. He has some of those. He also has games where he's still a lockdown defender and scores like 9. What is, in your estimation, his offensive ceiling? If he's already approached his defensive ceiling, what in your mind is his offensive ceiling?
Well, I'm not half as smart as Lamar Hurd, who does the broadcast with me on the broadcast. He said very early on last year, watching this dude, Lamar Hurd called it. He goes, to me, he can be Jimmy Butler. Offensively, he can be a 20-point scorer in the NBA because he has that kind of mentality. He's that athletic. He's got that kind of gym rat mentality of he's just always going to go at you. And the numbers, what's interesting, I'll give you guys a little a sneak peek at the broadcast tonight. So we've got the Sixers coming out. They're at Philly. And you're going to see Tamani Kamara pregame. We're going to talk about him and his development. And one thing that I'm pointing out is this dude, Tamani Kamara, who is a Defensive Player of the Year candidate in my book, he's shooting 50% on three-pointers over the last 2 months on catch-and-shoots, like off the pass. It's such an essential quality for a defender to have, is to be a 3-and-D player. This guy is 23 of 46 on catch-and-shoot threes since the start of February. That is insane. He's 6th in the NBA over that time in catch-and-shoot threes. So what is his ceiling? Well, he's already an elite 3-and-D guy who's shooting 37% on threes, but when you look at just the catch-and-shoots recently, he's up there with the very best in the NBA. So he's on a hot streak, both ends of the floor, but I don't think it's streak. I don't think it's a streaky thing. I think this is where he's at. And Tamani Kamara, like, if he becomes half as good offensively as Jimmy Butler, he's already going to be one of the best players in the NBA, because defensively he's up there with the best.
Yeah. Last one for you, Tom, and then we'll let you go. You mentioned Scoot and all the young players on this team. He has had the spotlight on him since he stepped into the city. You're the third overall pick. You're replacing Damian Lillard. That's a lot of expectations and pressure that's put on your shoulders. At times, disappointing rookie year, finishes strong, up and down. Seems like he's been playing playing more consistently as of late. What are the numbers saying? What have you made of the way that Scoot has developed and grown in year two?
Yeah, I think the biggest number for me when you're looking at Scoot Henderson, who, yes, he was a top three pick coming out of the G League Ignite team that didn't have this sort of competition that you might see from other top prospects or even European prospects. But he just turned 21, and that's the number I keep focusing on, is guys in the NBA, especially at the point guard position, it is so hard to grade them as a 20-year-old, came in as a teenager, and he's been much better as a late, and the numbers support that. You know, when you look at his finishing around the rim, you know, he was going way too fast last year because he got excited. He was like a puppy out there. He was just wanting to please everybody. And he was trying these more flashy finishes at the rim. And he was shooting just 41% on two-point shots last year. And that is much better this year. When you look at his numbers, it's at 51% on 2-point, or sorry, 48% on 2-point shots, which is much improved. That's what you want to see from Scoot Henderson, where he's using pace to kind of stop, slow down, kind of Chris Paul-like, is that you can't always go one speed. The NBA is too good. And Scoot Henderson in year two is vastly improved in his efficiency numbers, his shot efficiency, and that's a good sign for him learning the game. The game is slowing down for him, and it's really important for him because at 20 years old, he has to figure out, the NBA, I can't go past these guys. I can't outspeed them. I can't outrun them, so I got to change speeds. He's doing that a lot better, and it's catching the defense much more off guard, and you're seeing Scoot Henderson be a lot more efficient out there, and that's what you want to see from Scoot.
Yeah, he is Mr. Statistician Faceman, a.k.a. Tom Haberstroh, and he's on every Blazer broadcast, but he's in studio, and we've enjoyed having him on in the city and on the show. TomTheFinder.com, Yahoo Sports, and check out the Pack Your Knives podcast. Hopefully there's one more nice meal in your future. I don't know how long you're going to be in town for. Hopefully you get another nice meal or two. Enjoy the game today. We can't wait to watch it, and hopefully we can do this again soon.
You got it, guys. Appreciate it.
There you go. Tom Haberstroh talking a little Blazer basketball. Two-mania.
Do we have Jimmy Butler?
Taking over.
That would make my promo much more smart.
If we have Jimmy Butler, you're going to sound really good in that promo.
And you're going to look really stupid that because promo. You said lose, 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 and they've had Jimmy Butler the whole time.
We'll see who ends up being right in the long term on
I'm the
that
tuna,
one.
You're the lion.
No, don't take this away from me, okay? I'm NBA dirt, okay? Don't act like you know more about the association than I do, all right? I'm on a heater today. We'll see how long that heater rides for. Now you do this? Really? That is coming up next. In terms of headlines, I didn't expect to get in early March. This one was on my bingo card, but it is here nonetheless. Rob Manfred, the commissioner of Major League Baseball, is now considering a petition to remove Pete Rose from the ineligible list.
I just don't understand what we're doing with that.
What are we doing? What are we...
He was alive.
He was alive.
He didn't want to do it.
They
now
filed petitions like every year. I think Rob Manfred, I read a story over the weekend, I think Rob Manfred sat down with him like a dozen times to hear these petitions. And now, after he's dead, his family files a petition on January 8th, and now Rob Manfred is seriously considering removing him from the list, which would allow him to have entrance into the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't he maintain in an interview once that, like, if it didn't happen when he's alive, he didn't want it to happen?
I don't know that off the top of my head, but I wouldn't. I mean,
I don't know.
Well,
I get his point.
There's two things. There's two things that have occurred. One, if you take him off the ineligible list, obviously he's not now present to take him. I don't think they wanted him working for a team. I think that was a piece of it. Obviously,
yeah.
Unless there's,
you think somebody would have hired Pete Rose? They blackballed him in old age.
I definitely think the Reds would have hired him in some capacity.
In the last 10 years, you think so?
Even if it was just to do PR ambassador work or whatever.
Yeah.
I think this way it's safe to let the Veterans Committee vote him in. Also, the president went on record.
Oh, the president's going to pardon him. Yeah, he wants to give him a
and Manfred doesn't want to have anything.
Trump? Yes.
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 He
wants, what did he say?
There's quotes on the record. He's going to pardon him for the tax evasion stuff.
He's dead.
Yeah. I understand that.
Yeah. To clean his record in the afterlife.
But he's dead.
He's dead. Yeah.
What does that
Well, Major League Baseball needs
nothing.
Antitrust exemption from the powers that be to continue to do everything they want to do.
I mean, you're not wrong. That was probably a big part of it from Manfred's angle of like, all right, now our hands are washed in this situation. Sure, what the hell?
People are still making $7 an hour and we're pardoning dead people?
If you also want to, I mean, look, Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame.
What's going on?
Pete Rose should have always been in the Hall of Fame.
I missed that memo.
He's the all-time hits leader.
Yes.
Like, I just denying that fact. It's
but
no
MLB
different
rules
than the steroid stuff.
The Hall of Fame rules, you can't be ineligible.
He should be, too.
He's not going to make it.
Pete Rose, his history, though, because a lot of this stuff, when this is getting debated again, it comes to light. There's a lot of stuff in his background that I wasn't even fully aware of. The tax evasion things I knew, the gambling on baseball stuff I knew. You know, he slept with a 14-year-old in Ohio.
Well, I mean,
I think that happened too. Like, I'm just saying, there was a lot of that stuff that came to light over the weekend. I'm just like, wow.
Is that this, a fact?
It was not illegal at the time, I believe, in the 1970s. And he said, I never did anything with her outside of state lines because other states around the border of Ohio had different age limit restrictions. It's a whole thing, man. It's a whole thing. He should be in the Hall of Fame. He's the greatest hitter of all time. And I think denying that fact from Major League Baseball has always been dumb. It's a massive part of your history. So just having some sort of, you know, picture, whatever. You don't want to fully induct him. Having something to Pete Rose up would make a lot more sense. I had the same reaction to you of like, dude, the guy just died in September. And now you're going to do it. Now you'll review this after this. This has been debated my entire
feels very
life.
Performative.
My entire life has been
like
a debate.
The family is, with that designation, looking to cash in.
Well,
on
without a doubt.
Yeah. Pete Rose.
All of a sudden, Hall of Fame Pete Rose. You're making a lot of money, man. Yeah. A lot of money. Wait till the opening tee shot of the Masters and Gary Player's grandson's out there hawking something on his hat. And you're like, look at this guy trying to grift.
PXG.
Grift something. A little money. Hey, I got some PXG golf balls. You want some? Oh, I want to buy some of my stuff, man. I got to make money off of my grandfather. So that came out over the weekend.
I don't know who that's for other than like the family to maybe make money off the name. Like, it's just weird to do things like that.
After the death. When it just he just died in September, I think, is when he passed away. It wasn't that long ago. And they just met and had a petition again, the rest of the family, on January 8th. And now he is seriously considering it, Rob Manfred, removing him from the ineligible list.
Does he get a standing ovation at the State of the Union when he's pardoned?
Is Pete Rose's kid going to be there? How's that play out? I don't know. That's a weird one. That'll be interesting.
That's wild.
His whole family's ready to get him going again. They're all trying to cash in. Let's close up with a fun little story from the weekend, including some crazy numbers behind it. And the Blazers are back in action today. Oh, so we have some poll questions. We'll close it up on a Monday next on The Fan. Well, this happened over the weekend, and you guys know I don't watch a lot of it. But I see tweets sometimes that pop up, and I'm like, wait a minute.
Yes, finally going to get to it.
Is that a thing? Did that really happen?
It was a thing. It was pretty remarkable to watch.
Oregon baseball scored 35 runs in a game.
I don't know what else.
35 runs in a game?
That was the first half of a doubleheader, too.
35 runs?
Who'd you beat?
I mean, Columbia, I think.
Columbia Lions. Out of the Ivy League.
35 runs?
On that note, that's a good thing to bring up. If Dan Lanning needs any help, he should call Mitch Canham, because he knows how to beat Ohio State.
Oh, does he? Did you guys beat Ohio State this weekend?
We did.
Yeah, a little
Dan Lanning.
Rally.
He also beat Ohio State this year.
Not in the playoff.
Okay. Yeah. So today, it was a playoff game this weekend?
It felt like it.
Tournament. They were playing, or a little classic, an event they were playing at Globe Life Stadium there where the Rangers play.
Why does your fan base hate each other? I feel like I see a lot of that online, a lot of anti-Mitch Canham, Mitch Canham sucks.
Don't you just generally see a lot of hate and anger online?
It's online. It's definitely online.
It's
usually
where all that lives. I don't know. You know, it might be the one sport for them where basketball wasn't very good in both the men and women's, and football was subpar and not a bowl team. This is kind of all they got right now, and so this might mean a little more, and so when it means a little more, you feel a little more passionate, and anger can be something that can definitely be at the forefront of all of that.
Look at us, baseball powerhouses, man. Have a nice little weekend.
You're going to bring up the fact that Juju Watkins and USC just absolutely bludgeoned UCLA at Pauley.
Yeah, they did.
She's playing like Caitlin Clark.
She is.
And I'm very interested to know why she's not getting Caitlin Clark type of attention.
You see Caitlin Clark, their first preseason game was sold out in 10 minutes.
Yeah, she's great. I love Caitlin Clark.
I think the get-in ticket price was like $740 for a preseason game.
What is the difference for you? Because when I watch them play, like,
I'm uneducated on this. I have no clue. I got nothing.
Juju is unreal.
Juju's unbelievable.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah. Do they play a very similar game?
She doesn't shoot as far and as many threes as Caitlin.
No, but
so
Juju
maybe
can get to, she can finish at the rim.
Her handles and her like physicality of how she uses her body is remarkable.
Yeah, I got nothing. I don't know why it hasn't caught on. I don't know. Caitlin Clark is a thing, man, and that thing's not going away. I'm wondering at what point that bubble bursts, but it is not.
I don't
yet.
Think it will.
That story over the weekend, that they're, so they're pre-training camp or whatever, getting underway and all that, preseason about to begin. Their first preseason game, legitimately, they put the tickets online and the game sold out in 10 minutes.
I kind of just want to know.
It's a preseason game. You can't get in for like less than $700.
I know people give Angel Reese a hard time because she likes to put herself in this Caitlin Clark conversation and people get very angry. I just like, there's no other player with this.
No.
I don't quite understand.
Fascinating.
Like Paige Bekkers.
No.
Is unreal.
Doesn't do it at all.
I don't get it.
I'll be curious to see what the ratings are comparatively for like women's fight. If you get like a UConn, USC Final Four game.
If that's your championship game.
If that's your championship game. What's the difference between that and what would it have been? South Carolina.
South Carolina,
LSU, Iowa.
Iowa.
Like
or
what
South
the difference
Carolina.
In rate? Because they're going to drop off the face of a cliff. And I don't know why.
I don't
it's
think
just Caitlin.
Fall. Yeah.
From where they were, I think that they will. I think the ratings will still be strong.
Yeah.
But there's just something about her that is a magnet that people cannot look away
which
from.
Which is bizarre. She doesn't really talk a whole lot.
It's nothing that she does personality-wise.
No.
She's in a State Farm commercial now.
Yeah. Which is great.
That's great. I'm glad she's making money.
Continue to be the voice. She does nothing but give flowers to every other lady
captivated the
player.
Sports audience in a way that...
It's very interesting to me having watched all of these players saying, like, why is that one so much more enticing for you than this one?
Yeah.
This one does things that that one can't do.
Yeah.
And she does things that the other ones can't do.
They're all great.
I don't really understand it.
I saw USC and UCLA were playing this weekend. There was a lot of stars. I mean, I didn't watch the game
on
but
Fox.
There were a lot of people there. A lot of stars there.
A ton of stars. Benetti was on the call. It was a great game. And then they couldn't hang. They kept like a 14-point lead most of the way. And they ended up going up by almost 20 at the end there.
Travel's
got
to be killing them, though, you know? How do you survive that?
Yeah.
How do you survive
Gottlieb
that?
Big was really sounding off at halftime about the travel.
How do you survive that travel? How do you do
Did
it?
Did you see this stat, by the way, from the weekend? 2012-2013 is what most people would say was the peak LeBron James.
Yeah.
Okay, peak. He won the MVP that year, and he averaged 26.8 points per game. He shot 51% from the field, 35 from three, 7.5 boards, 7.4 assists.
Pretty good.
40-year-old LeBron this year is averaging 26.5 points, 55% from the field, 43% from three, 8.3 rebounds, and 8.1 assists.
Won't get a single vote for MVP.
No, he won't.
Not a single vote. Not even consideration. Not even sniffing it.
That was his prime season by most people's like analysis, and he is outdoing it.
It's pretty good. Pretty damn good, Bob.
It's crazy.
At the age of 40. Can Joe Fisher run a faster 40 time than Tez Johnson's 4.51?
I love that he's just never going to respond to this.
83.6% of you say no. We're not going to let you forget that one, Joe.
Why don't you just run a sub 5.27
and then
we'll
go from there.
The
then we'll try 4.51s. NBA Dirt is going to ride the 76ers today.
Are you?
I am, yeah.
Okay.
Not walking away from the table on a heater. So, see if we can double down, make a little money.
You.
I think this is going
to
be a dud game. I think they're. I think
you're laying three.
I'm laying three. I'm okay
it's
with
a
that.
Back to back. I'll
back
give you
to
that.
Back. Yeah. A lot of energy consumed yesterday.
Okay.
Playoff peas. Playoff peeing.
Yeah.
It's not podcasting anymore.
Are the Timberwolves a threat? And had 44 yesterday.
There you go.
Yep. Well, I asked you a question.
I don't know. Good little game. Good little show. Enjoy the Blazer game tonight. That'll do it for us. Thanks for being a part of our Monday, everybody. Hope you had a great weekend. If you missed the show, go check the podcast 1080thefan.com at Dirt and Sprague and at 1080 the Fan. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. Calling us next. You're listening to 1080 the Fan.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacid. Almacid is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacid. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.